we're not asking the artists to communicate or illustrate research by other researchers. We're considering artists to be equal participants in a research inquiry from the very conception.
That's Joey Orr, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Selke Strawn is the Andrew W. Mellon Director of Public Practice, Education, and Research. And Joy Orr is the Andrew W. Mellon Curator for Research at the Spencer Museum of Art on the KU campus in Lawrence. They're here to talk about the Integrated Arts Research Initiative, upcoming exhibits, and more taking place at the museum. Selke and Joy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Selke, tell us about what you do at the museum and what your mission is.
Sure. I came to the Spencer Museum of Art about 10 years ago as part of an initiative to further embed the campus art museum into the academic life of the university and to further connect that with a variety of KU communities.
So is that work primarily on campus or does that expand beyond the university?
It is primarily on campus. Of course, the Spencer has a national and international reputation, so It is also representing the museum in various venues. But it's very much working with faculty and students. We engage classes from across disciplines to connect with works of art as well as ideas about the museum. Colleagues have a long-standing tradition, 45 years or more with the USD 497 school district. So kind of lifelong learning as well.
Why is this important? What is the value of doing this in connection with the university and the Museum of Art?
Very good question. I think there's lots of values and I'll probably give a brief answer. And there, I think people can think of many more ways. But I think the importance of the arts in who we are, what we think about, how we learn, how we engage with the world. One of the 21st century learning skills is about kind of creativity, for example, but it's also collaboration. And in what ways can thinking with and through art help us expand the ways that we work and think?
Joy Orr is with us as well, and you're working with the Integrated Arts Research Initiative. Explain to us what that is.
The Integrated Arts Research Initiative, acronym ARI, really is about rethinking what the academic art museum can be. So the Spencer Museum of Art is embedded at KU, which is a research university. And so the idea is that the museum should be an active participant in the research ecology at the university. And so my job in particular is to be a point of access for researchers across the science and humanities and engage them in hybrid projects with artists at the Museum of Art.
So explain to us a little bit more about what that would look like. How do you bring researchers in the science community together with those who are working in the art community?
So the way that we've been doing it is that every year we launch one inquiry. And the inquiry is broadly conceived, so it can include a lot of different kinds of researchers. So my first year, we looked at soils and ecologies, and we were working with researchers from geography and the natural sciences, the Kansas Geological Society, and artists who had been studying soils on their own for over a decade. Mm-hmm. We're not asking the artists to communicate or illustrate research by other researchers. We're considering artists to be equal participants in a research inquiry from the very conception. And so we bring everyone together, and generally there's an exhibition component that works in conjunction with publications, lectures, roundtable discussions, so that all of these different kinds of practitioners are entering into that research exercise together.
You have an exhibit that will be coming up soon called Knowledges. Describe that for us. Tell us about how what you just told us about is manifested in terms of an exhibit.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about that. So the title Knowledges is lowercase k and plural to sort of make the case that knowledge is not just produced in laboratories and lecture halls or academic journals, but that we produce knowledge in lots of different ways, among them artistic studios and in our everyday practices. And so for the Knowledges exhibition, we have commissioned brand new work by four contemporary artists to make work in conjunction with research areas we've supported in the past. So there will be an artist making work about soils and ecologies, as I mentioned before, immigration, data visualization, and social histories. And the idea is that you could come into the Spencer Museum of Art to see the Knowledges exhibition, and you could walk through on your own. The curator, myself, could take you through. One of the artists could talk to you about the work. But many researchers all across the University of Kansas could also take you through the exhibition and use the works in the exhibition as a launch pad to talk about their own research investments in similar areas. And so we're also trying to show that artists are contributing in their own right to different areas of research.
So if I come to see the exhibition, what kind of media am I going to be seeing there?
Well, all of the artists are installation artists. Mm-hmm. So everything that they're doing is being made on the spot, in situ, context specific to the spaces of the galleries of the Spencer Museum of Art. But I can paint a couple of little pictures for you if you like. Andrew S. Yang, who is an artist from Chicago, is working in soils and ecologies. Ecology is really broadly conceived. And this one installation he's doing is called the Deep Time Library. And he wants to give people a sense of how old the Earth is, which is 4.54 billion years plus or minus a few million. Mm-hmm. And to give a concept of this, he's doing an installation of books that are stacked sort of pages out, so it looks like stratigraphic rock layers. And one page equals 10,000 years, which is roughly the span of time of human civilization. And so when you look at the Deep Time Library that goes all the way up this one gallery wall, you get a sense of what that span of time means in comparison to how old the Earth actually is. The conceit of the installation for Andrew Yang is that James Hutton, who is a Scottish scientist, published this book called Theory of the Earth. He originally published volumes 1 and 2 of 4, and then posthumously volume 3 of 4 was published, but the fourth volume was never published. So Andrew's work is called Theory of the Earth, volume 4. And he's launching an essay contest and asking undergraduates, high school students, and middle school students to write their own theory of the Earth. What does the Earth mean to them? How do they experience the Earth? And the winners of those writing contests will be part of the exhibition and become part of Theory of the Earth, Volume 4.
When does this exhibit open?
The exhibit opens Saturday, August 24th, and runs through January 5th, 2020.
So there's the exhibit itself. Are there any other activities surrounding the exhibit?
Yes, the colloquium for the Integrated Arts Research Initiative is Wednesday, November 6th and Thursday, November 7th at the Spencer Museum of Art. And this is an opportunity for us to look back over all the work we've done since we launched the program and also sort of look forward at what kinds of horizons we might be pointed toward now. The other thing to mention is that the colloquium in November actually serves as the pre-conference for a national conference launched by the Alliance for the Arts and Research Universities. So people from research universities all across the United States will be coming to KU for that conference, also called Knowledges.
Joy, I understand that your position here at the Spencer Museum of Art is somewhat unique, that there aren't very many of these around the country. And maybe, Selke, you could tell us a bit about this too. How did this come about? And what was the impetus to create this position here?
It came about of thinking about how the art museum contributes to a Research One university, and certainly an important site for learning and the ways that research is integrated into that. And it actually started in various ways, but really had a very great start through a grant from KU's Research Investment Council and gave us a chance to explore and connect with a variety of partners and collaborators, including, but not limited to, the Biodiversity Institute, the Information Telecommunications Technology, the Department of Visual Art, among others, and find various synergies. And that continued and strong interest and reached out to the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, and we're able to develop something that is very unique and very fitting for KU. One of the features of the Integrated Arts Research Initiative that we call ARI is that it provides for fellowships for KU faculty, KU grad students, and KU undergraduates. And so really developing researchers at all different stages of their career development.
So how long has the initiative existed?
Began in 2016.
So I'm curious, just in that short amount of time, sort of what you've learned, what you've taken away from the experience, and what do you see moving forward?
What I've learned a lot in the beginning of the program is that we have to learn to ask new questions. So when we have all of these different kinds of researchers and artists coming together at one time, we're really trying to hold back the kinds of expectations they're always having to meet in their own disciplines and see if something new might emerge by way of them thinking together in different kinds of ways. And we've been able to do that really successfully so far.
I think it's also helped expand questions of what does research look like? And I think knowledge is speaking to that in many ways. Who is a part of it? What is it for? And how does it bring meaning to our lives? I think one piece that will be in knowledge is a project by Danielle Roney and how we can connect with audiences who do not physically come into the museum and engage with it.
So Danielle Roney is a New York-based artist who works a lot with new media, and she's interested in how she might hack into surveillance technologies and turn them around to offer a layer of protection to surveilled communities. And so she set up some different ways that immigrant populations, for example, can commandeer cameras set up within the galleries of the museum. So they can see the gallery spaces and be present through the technology, but their identities are still protected, so they don't have to make themselves vulnerable by actually entering the space, even though they sort of have a presence by way of her installation work.
We talked about the exhibit itself and the colloquium that is happening, but what are some of the other efforts that are going on to try to make sure that people are aware of this exhibit and what they can gain from it and learn from it?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have lots of programming going on around the exhibition. One thing about the exhibition knowledge is that sort of distills the kind of point of access is that, if you're living in a community where there is a research university, how do you ever have access to the kinds of knowledges that are being produced at that level? A lot of the things that get published, the access is controlled. And so this is a way for people to walk into the galleries and be exposed to research in visual and audio and sort of sensory ways that opens up many, 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 many points of access about research that's happening across the university, but that are interesting to everyone, no matter where they live or what they do in their personal lives. So in some ways, the exhibition is really trying to embody multiple points of access and multiple perspectives about what it means to learn and know the world.
So let's recap the details people need to make sure they can come see this. The exhibit opens when again?
The exhibit opens Saturday, August 24th, and is open through January 5th of 2020.
And Selke, the museum is available free to the public. And what are the hours?
So it's open every day except for Monday and open on Wednesdays and Thursdays until 8 p.m.
And what's the website for the museum if people would like to get more information?
spencerart.ku.edu.
Selke and Joy, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for having us.
Selke Strawn is the Andrew W. Mellon Director of Public Practice, Education, and Research. And Joy Orr is the Andrew W. Mellon Curator for Research at the Spencer Museum of Art on the KU campus in Lawrence. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.